living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So in the last few years, researchers really from all over the world have increasingly reported the importance of acid-alkaline balance. And the acid-alkaline food guide was designed as an easy-to-follow guide to the most common foods that influence your body's pH level. And the author, Dr. Susan Brown, is here with me today. Dr. Brown, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
So we talked a little bit about the fact that there is an acid-base balance in the body. We tend to produce a lot of acids, and we tend to consume a lot of acids, and we're kind of overwhelming our natural defenses against the buildup of those acids. So how can you know then? So I guess what we need to get into, let's really help our listeners decide what they need to be eating and things they should be avoiding.
Sure.
So how can you know what foods to add or to remove to enhance that pH environment?
And remember, it's a situation of alkaline forming. Like right away, I'll tell you a confusing thing. I say, what are the nice foods that are alkalizing that actually help remove acids from the body? Well, one of the great ones are lemons and limes. You might say, how can lemons and limes taste so acid? How can they be alkalizing? Well, we need to keep in mind that we're talking about the metabolic effect of the food, how the food affects the body after it's been metabolized. Lemons and limes, that citric acid is converted into bicarbonate and water, so it ends up to be a bicarbonate, which is a very strong base. So we know generally that most vegetables, most fruits, most nuts, most seeds, most spices are alkalizing. We know, on the other hand, that protein foods are acid-forming because they contain sulfur-containing amino acids. And when you burn those, they give off like a sulfuric acid, just like if we burn fossil fuels in our furnaces, we give off sulfuric acid. So it's kind of an internal acidity that's created from protein. So protein foods are acid-forming. Not that they're bad for you, but they're acid-forming, so you want to have a certain balance between those and the alkaline-forming foods. We know that all manner of processed foods, which are devoid of minerals, because remember, the alkalizing compounds are attached to minerals. So all kinds of grains, all kinds of processed breads, we probably eat 20% of our diet in wheat products and processed wheat. All kinds of processed foods and snack foods and spaghettis, all these sort of things are acid-forming. And many good foods are acid-forming, like certain berries, like cranberry is a great food. But the acid in cranberry enters the body as acid, it stays acid. It doesn't form a base. So we're talking about acid-forming, alkaline-forming, and general guideline, the alkaline-forming foods are the vegetables. Root crops are particularly nice, all the green leafy vegetables, all the yellow vegetables, all the orange vegetables. Vegetables alkalize, most fruits alkalize, most nuts, most seeds and spices.
Let's go back to the protein for a sec, because you mentioned that protein is going to be more acidic.
Right.
Are you talking about animal protein versus plant-based protein, or
all protein? You see, because protein that has sulfur-containing amino acids, that's one of the key components of the protein. They're going to be metabolized in the body, leaving some acid residue. But the beans and the vegetable proteins are less acidic than the meat. And even in the meat, if you look at my book, there's a division. Beef will be more acid-forming than fish, for example. Because it depends on the chemical composition of those foods. So there's degrees of flesh food or degrees of protein being acid-forming, but beans certainly are much less acid-forming than the flesh food itself. They aren't as complete protein, for example. So you realize that you need protein. It's not that we're going to avoid protein, but we want to have, like if we're looking at our dish, we'd like to have maybe 3/4 of the dish vegetables, maybe 1/4 a protein source.
So I'm going to take you back to when I was a child, and I talk about my Greek grandmother a lot on the show, and I remember this specifically, when she would, you know, cook a meal for us. I remember the plate, the dinner plate, for instance. It would be, like you said, it'd have lots of greens. The Greeks eat tons of greens, by the way. So lots of greens. You know, there were some fermented foods. The feta was a big part of that. The olive oil, but the protein on the plate was probably smaller than your palm, mainly because, you know, she came from the old country. They didn't have a lot of money, so they having meat was a luxury. What do you think about that plate? Is that why she was so healthy for so long? I mean, that sounds like a pretty alkaline plate.
That's a very good point. If we know from the studies in China, we know from a lot of studies that it's very good to have a predominantly vegetable-based diet with high-quality protein, and some people may need more than others. Certainly, my specialty is bone health, and we find you need protein. Sometimes people read my book and they start cutting back too much on protein, you know, 50, 60, 70 grams of protein a day. That's fine, and sometimes even more, but you want to be able to balance it off with enough of the alkalizing compounds from fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds. So the majority of the diet should certainly be that plant food.
No, so like what about new? Yes, yeah, she was awesome. Now, most people at this point, Dr. Susan, ask me, Dr. Smith, that's my last name. Like, how is that Greek? Well, I'm talking about, obviously, on my mom's side, the last name was Scrociani. I'm really just a mutt. I'm kind of a mix of a bunch of different things. But let's move into, you know, because my listeners are also very interested in supplementing, you know, their diet. Mm-hmm. Are there any supplements that you like to use to help, you know, to produce more of that alkaline environment?
Right. And like here at the Center for Better Bones, we do a lot to educate people to do what I call the Alkaline for Life diet, which is discussed on our website, Alkaline for Life, actually. And we find that many, many people have a difficult time alkalizing with food alone. Like, for example, one guideline is to get 2 cups of vegetables for lunch, 2 for dinner. Well, some people just can't do that.
Right.
To get a root crop, to get sweet potatoes or yams or winter squash or gourds, to get those once or twice a day. So some people cannot eat the right foods to alkalize, or their acid load is just too great. And so then we do use supplements, and these are mineral compounds that are attached, like, you know, potassium is the great source, or calcium. Minerals you need a lot of that are attached to alkalizing compounds, like a potassium citrate or a carbonate or a calcium citrate.
Maybe a good mineral formula but of course, as we teach it, that only supplements the diet. We need to focus on the greens, the root vegetables, the yellows, less protein, and then maybe a mineral formula could help. You bring up an interesting point. You mentioned that even in your center, a lot of people aren't able to eat the full servings of fruit and vegetables.
Right, right.
You know, the USDA just a couple years ago had a report out that only about 11% of Americans are at the recommended amount of servings of fruit and vegetables a day. So you're talking about a vast majority of people in this country are not eating correctly. They're probably very acidic. Their system is overwhelmed. And that's could be one of the driving factors behind so many of the age-related diseases that we see.
Right, right. And, you know, along that same line, it's very interesting that the recommended intake of potassium is 4,700 milligrams. That's like 5 times that of calcium. No one gets it. People get 2,000, 2,300.
Yeah.
And if you were to get the 7,400, you would alkalize, and that is the equivalent of 13 servings of fruits, half-cup servings of fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds a day. And if people just started eating like your grandmother did, they'd probably have it, but
they might get there.
You know, chips and snacks and all this kind of stuff that take up our calories that are not high-quality food. So we do use mineral compounds. In fact, I've designed a couple compounds that are available on the betterbones.com site and also on Alkaline for Life. So sometimes it's really important to, you know, we want to alkalize no matter what. And some people just can't change their diet or don't want to change their diet. Then you definitely want to.
And then the supplements can help. So we have betterbones.com. And what was that other website?
Alkalineforlife.com.
Okay, and you can get the Acid Alkaline Food Guide on those sites. Go check it out. Dr. Brown, you were awesome. Thank you so much for coming on. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.